The company outdoorsy types turn to when they need a down sleeping bag or grass-fed buffalo jerky for hiking has endorsed two Democrats, John Tester of Montana and Jackie Rosen of Nevada.
This is just part of the trend of retail activism. Patagonia is just taking it to the next level by actually endorsing Canada.
Retail analyst David Weiss says in Patagonia's case, these endorsements aren't likely to hurt their brand.
Retailers are realizing that politics and what a brand stands for is more and more important to younger consumers, and those generations are increasingly liberal. So I'm not surprised that we've seen a lot of statements come from companies like Starbucks or from Nike with the Kaepernick campaign.
Although most retail activism so far has been somewhat more neutral, with Lyft, Walmart, and Levi's among the companies urging people to vote this November. Patagonia will even give you the day off to do it.
But this next step to actually endorse a candidate, that has to this point been unprecedented. And I think it's going to be brands that don't have as large of a customer base that will be taking that step. It'll be smaller niche brands like Patagonia.
Rebecca Corral, KCBS.